بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليس الإنسان إلا ما سعى قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام العلم نور أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Today is 1st of February, inshallah, in this masjid, 23rd street. I intend discussing something about cell phones and the laws pertaining to it. First of all, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah jalla majdahu for making us for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Before I discuss certain laws concerning cell phones, these laws of cell phone and the preamble, certain principles I'll mention, they refer to also about sports, recreation, cell phone and phone also. There is a jurisprudential rule that az-zurura bi kadri zurura, that you utilize anything as per the need, and the need will be to the extent of the need. The need will be to the extent of the need. This principle where we get from, that if you are stranded somewhere and you got no food, etc., and then Sharia allows you to eat which is completely haram, but this does not mean that you will eat to your full, but it means that you will eat to the bare necessity that will keep your back straight. So a zurura, because there is zurura, you will utilize the need as per the need. That's the rule of the world also. We are supposed to be taking from the world as per our essentialities and necessities. So the cell phone, the phone, we will utilize as per our need and necessity, and not what has happened today, that both the cell phone and the phone, that unfortunately it has become an equipment and a ala, it has become a tool of gossip, backbiting, slander, and planning and plotting, all that is happening. Secondly, there is a hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Mughira bin Shoba radiallahu ta'ala who narrates, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited three things. He prohibited us from idle talk. Secondly, wastage of money. And thirdly, unnecessary questioning. Now if you look, that both the cell phone and the phone, that it has got these three things we can go towards. One is idle talk, make hamakha panchat of the whole world that is going on, what is happening here and what is happening there, and this was no benefit of whatsoever. And wastage of money, every time you use the phone, the cell phone or the phone, you're wasting money if you are not utilizing it properly. And then unnecessary questions. And those days we should say, now the women folk were responsible for this. That these days, unfortunately, the men folk also are guilty. That you meet them within few minutes, they'll ask 101 questions. And all unnecessary questions, nothing pertaining to reality. Third thing, worry about something, that any action that we do, because we are related to three realms, we are related to three spheres, we are related to three alams, we are related to three worlds, this dunya, the barzakh, the alam e barzakh, the life of the grave, and akhirat. Now, any action we do, when it got benefit in all these three worlds, then it's a very good action. And action which has got benefit in two worlds, then it is also good, permissible, but not as good as when an action is done and you got benefit in three worlds. And if you do an action and it got only benefit in this world, then we have to start questioning it, that must I do it or am I wasting my time? So worry about this principle also. Now understand something, that our deen is complete and perfect and easy. Every aspect of it has been outlined for us. This equipment or this ala or this tool, phone, telephone, the original Arabic word for it was misarratun. Now misarratun, the Arabs used it. By the way, the Arabs have got a committee that any new invention coming out, they create words for it. And some of the ulama of Indo-Pak are on this committee also. So the original word, now they say telephone, etc., mobile, etc., but the original word for this was misarratun. And when we look at the word, the dictionary meaning of this word, it means that equipment whereby secret talk is done. That equipment whereby chupi hui baate karte hai. That you say things which you don't want others to hear, you say it on the telephone. That is why if you look at this word seher, misarratun, seher also is inside there, that things that happen, you cannot fathom what's happening. Now this equipment is supposed to be utilized as per need and necessity. Unfortunately, we use it as a luxury and a comfort to create most of the time, unfortunately, trouble. Now some laws about this, because we use the cell phone, and no matter if the imam cries and he screams and shouts that please put your cell phones off, we still have our cell phones on. Question arises that you are in salat and you are now, whilst in salat your cell phone rings, what must you do? You got one option, you put it off. The Sharia says no, it's not a valid reason that you put your hand in your pocket and put it off. The Sharia says you must not do that. Here I understand one something. One rule about amal-e-kaseer, amal-e-kaleel. Amal-e-kaseer, major action. Amal-e-kaseer, minor action. Amal-e-kaseer will break the salah. Amal-e-kaleel will not break the salah. But how you define it? That what is a major action, what is a small action? So the preferred opinion is that you are observing someone making salah and he does such an action or he is doing such action that you come to the conclusion this person cannot be in salah. Because he is making so much of movement that says this person cannot be in salah. So we say that is amal-e-kaseer, that is a major action and that breaks the salah. But if he does one small action, then you know, okay, this is a small action and you say, okay, he's a person making salah. Now this also we should be concerned that whilst we in salah, we should not be setting the head right and trying to look smart and then you want to, now you want to fashion your beard and you want to scratch and scratch everywhere, anywhere, and the person looking at you thinks this person can't be in salah. Now the cell phone rang. So you should not take out, put your hand right in the pocket and take it out and look at it and put it off. You should not do that. Because that would be amal-e-kaseer and that will break your salah. And it does not warrant it. The disturbance does not warrant one to break the salah. That's the rule. Jurisprudic rule. Now, if you can with one movement put it off, further just put your hand there and tap it off, that is permissible, you are allowed to do it. But the question arises that whilst you in salat, it rang once. Now you put it off. And after a little while it rang again. Now what must you do? Then you are allowed to put it off again. But what happens is that in one rakat while you are standing, it rang three times. So the fuqaha have written that if you are able to read three times Subhana Rabbil Azim and the cell phone rang, you put it off. Then you are able to read Subhana Rabbil Azim for three times, then it rang, you put it off, that is okay. But if it rang and you put it off, and it rang again, you put it off, then your salat is broken. So remember that, and it is very sad that unfortunately we have now got ringtones which have got musical tunes, that is absolutely haram. And it is not permissible to have these ringtones which have got musical tones in it. On the other hand, sometimes you phone a person. You phone a person and that person, he places you on hold. And he puts you on hold and he listens and he's got a musical tone. Now you are listening to music. You are listening to music, but you never opt for this. But that person, he is hold. When he got you on hold, you are listening to music. What must you do? Must you put it off or must you now carry on? Sharia says that the sin is upon that person. The sin is not upon you listening to music. The sin is upon that person who has got hold and he's got music playing. That is why unfortunately when you phone some firms and factories and you phone some businesses, they put you on hold and they're letting you listen to music. The sin is on them, the sin is not on you. That is why if you go to some restaurants and if you go to some cafes and you sit down and they play music, as a client you cannot tell them to put that music off. Right? If you want to go away, you can go away. But you cannot tell the owner of the cafe restaurant that listen here, I am Mr. Pious man and you put your music off. You're supposed to go away from there if you don't want the music. However, I'm not legalizing music. I'm saying this is the law. You can request that person that can you put your music off. But you cannot demand and force that person. Now as far as the charging of the cell phone, if you came to the masjid, if you came to the masjid and you charged your cell phone utilizing the electricity of the masjid, then it is only reasonable that you contribute some money to the masjid for utilizing the electricity of the masjid. If you are sitting in i'tikaf and now you are using the masjid electricity to charge your phone, first of all you tell the mutawallis, the trustees, that I am going to sit in i'tikaf and I am going to charge my phone whilst I am in i'tikaf. And also you should contribute as a mutawakkil using the facilities of the masjid, that I am going to use the electricity of the masjid. Now whilst we are on i'tikaf and the masjid and the cell phone, lot of brothers these days they sit for i'tikaf. And i'tikaf, as I say, has become like a party these days. Now the people sit in i'tikaf and speak to the wife two hours a day, 3 hours a day, sitting in i'tikaf and talking to his wife 3 hours a day. Then my request is that you go sit at home, don't make i'tikaf. Otherwise you bring your wife also in the masjid and talk to her. What are you sitting in the masjid and your mind is in at home? You make up your mind, you want to sit in the masjid or sit on the either left. So you decide where you want to sit. Now you go to the airport, or you go to the railway station, or you go to any public facility, any government public facility, and they allow you to utilize the electrical plug to charge your cell phone. There it is permissible to use it. Because they are offering the service and they are allowing you to utilize it. Now most of the cell phones these days, you can do various things with it. For example, you make a call, receive a call, and also the camera in it. That's one masala. Secondly, the SMS in it. Thirdly, the MMS in it. Fourthly, the Bluetooth in it. Then you can go to internet on it. And also you can utilize that these days for mixes. And also, via the cell phone these days you can get to Facebook and Twitter. Let's see where we can go with these masalas now. See, first of all, that as far as the camera is concerned, most ulama have the opinion that you should not be taking photographs of the utilizing the cell phone or of animate objects. However, now you are a businessman and you went to a certain place and, for example, you deal in shoes. And you took a photograph of the shoes and you have MMSed it back to your place and say, is this good enough? That is permissible to do. So, but you obviously, you see some half-naked woman passing by, you photograph her and send it away to one of your friends. That is absolutely haram now. Or you put your Bluetooth on in the bazaar and try to fish around and see who is walking around the bazaar so that you can outperform them. That is haram to do because you are using it illegally. As far as now Quran download, you download the Quran-e-Kareem and you listen to it by your cell phone. And that thing, to what last, can you take that and go in the toilet with it? Can you take it and go in the toilet with it? You have got now Quran downloaded on your cell phone. Can you take that phone and go in the toilet with it? One is that you are off the screen. You have off the screen and now it is dead, the cell phone is dead. Although in its database it has got the Quran, you can take it into the toilet today. What happens now you forgot? You forgot that you have got your cell phone with you or it is on and you are in the toilet and you receive a call. What must you do? Can you talk in the toilet? I know there are a lot of people, because we are becoming apes of the Western world, a lot of people go in the toilet, you tell them this person has gone to the toilet, especially when the person is owing people money. You phone his house, is he in the toilet or in the shower? You understand? This is how to avoid the person who you owe money, unfortunately, the West has taught us. There are people who go in the toilet and read magazines, newspaper, and sleep in the toilet and receive calls and all that. All that is fuzul, waste of time and vanity. In the toilet, if you receive a call, you can answer it. You can answer it and say, see, I'm busy now. Obviously, you're busy. You tell the guy, I'm busy now, I'll call you later, or you call me later. And then put your cell phone off. Now, there's some cell phones you've got, like Azan as a ringtone, or the Quranic ayat ringtone, or you have got a Naat as a ringtone, and you've got the poetry as your ringtone. Better to have a simple ringtone, meaning a standard ringtone, not musical in nature. If you have one of these other ones, then it is disrespect as per the status of what you're hearing. For example, you have Quranic ayat as your ringtone. That is grossly disrespectful. And unfortunately, these days, cameras, especially when you go to the Harabain Sharifain, then it is said so much of photography is taking place and unnecessary discussion is taking place. Although it is permissible to talk while you are in tawaf, but it is not permissible to gossip and to say, I'm here in front of the haram, and here I'm near Rukne Yamani, or I'm here. All that is fuzul baat, that is vain discussion. Screen saver, or is it permissible to see cricket or something on your cell phone? As far as screen savers are concerned, then it is permissible to have screen savers of Kaaba, etc. And however, it is not very good because it can go into the wrong hands. So you can have the screen savers of inanimate objects, not of photographs and of your child or of your wife. All that obviously it is haram. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Wali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates on the conquest of Syria when they went there. Then one of the infidels, he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he gave a prostrated first to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Umar told him, what are you doing? He said, this is how we respect our chiefs. So Hazrat Umar says that only Allah ta'ala is worthy of worship and prostration is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh, the chief said, I want to invite you to for a meal. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, you got pictures in your house? He said, yes. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, see, pictures, where is there? Pictures, I'm not coming. You can send the food to us, we will eat it. So how strict the elders were. That photograph, these days you go to our office, in front of the desk of the person, he got photograph of his child there, of his wife there. He's seeing the whole world is looking at his wife also. And the person thinks, I'm the very first person. far as big city is concerned, time is going, far as big city is concerned, it has caused enough harm for the Ummah. And it is a waste of time, money. Can you SMS someone anonymously? No, it is not permissible to do so. Can you tape someone with your cell phone? That is absolutely haram. Some ulama are proficient in doing the taping people while in discussion, etc. Nabi Akram said that Allah Majalisul Amana, that a meeting is trust. So you cannot tape a person without his permission. Even in South African law, that the person who has been taped illegally can sue your pants off if he takes you to court. Because that's completely illegal. And Sharia is saying it's also illegal. As far as Twitter and Facebook is concerned, at this moment I have not got full research about what I know basically what it is, Facebook and Twitter, etc. But we would say abstain from it until our proper research is done. Remember, respected elders, that our Sharia is complete. Every law we have got answers, we have got what to do. It is our responsibility to look at the law, follow the law, especially respected elders, that in the masjid, as you got musical tone, please, one thing if we can achieve by this bayan, that if you got musical tone, take that out. Is it permissible to have a cell shop and repair cell phones? It is permissible to do so. It is permissible to have a cell shop to sell cells and to repair cells. All that is permissible. But it is haram to buy tunes. Now you on the, if you are on the net, you can buy tunes. These latest pop songs and Indian songs and all that, and rap and all those things, you can buy them and use them as your cell tunes. All that is haram. What is haram? To hear is haram, to sell and to buy. So we should be very cautious and design our life so that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. So alhamdulillah, we know all some of these laws and we can practice upon them. There are various announcements. First of all, we know that there is a great effort for the istima that is taking place. We should see how we can take part in the effort of the istima, invite what is good and enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil, and at least participate in this good work. It will help us to attain salvation in all the world. Also, that the brother who should collect here, Brother Farooq, he should collect for the last 10 years outside the Masjid Lillah, he passed away. So humble request is that we should make dua, Allah Ta'ala forgive him and us, and Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And he was doing that diligently, having getting no salary for that, so we should also now take part in all our activities. Also, that a Hafiz Sahib of note, Hafiz Salim Salim Dadabai, has been attacked and he is in ICU. Now he is improving slightly. He has been attacked on the head. Excellent Hafiz. I have never seen a Hafiz of that caliber. So we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa, kamila, ajila, mustamira. And his family has stated that, listen, don't visit him, let him rest in ICU. Just now you crowd the place, you find out where he is. That is why I'm not mentioning where he is, because unfortunately sometimes we overdo things. But what we can do minimum to make dua that Allah ta'ala grant him good health. Wa akhra da'wana alhamdulillah.